Hello. Discover the answer to life's most perplexing questions. Gain insight for your journey and discover how to use your pain to launch your purpose as you listen to Beauty for Ashes, a podcast with Adrian Mayfield.
Hello guys, so October was Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and many of you may not know, but I actually have lost several members of my family to various types of cancer. My grandmother passed away in the early 90s from breast cancer. She had been diagnosed 6 years prior. She went into remission, and then the cancer came back. In 2012, my mother was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer in April, and she passed away in June, a mere 2 months later. And her sister, Dorothy, had been diagnosed with lung cancer, and she's now passed away, although from something different. And so I have this personal, I'm not quite sure what the word is. I guess it would be anger and a holy indignation against this cancer, this disease of cancer, this spirit of cancer that comes into people's bodies and ravages their bodies and snatches them out of the earth before their assignments are finished. And just recently I became aware of Pastor Tony Evans, who is a very, very popular and famous pastor who's been in the ministry for many years, Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship, I believe is the name of his church. I think that's right. If it's not, it's pretty close. But he had said a few months ago, I think, that his wife Lois had been diagnosed with cancer. And I followed their daughter Priscilla Shire, who's famous for War Room and Overcomer and just being a really, really powerful preacher. And so I've just been following the story and praying for them. And this past week, which is October of 2019, because some people will listen to this much later, he revealed on Instagram, he posted this message: "Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I wanted to update our ministry friends regarding my wife's medical condition. Lois spent all of last week in the hospital due to severe pain related to her biliary cancer. The doctors were able to manage the pain. They released her from the hospital for home care. Yet even though chemotherapy and radiation are no longer options, we still have total confidence in God's ability to supernaturally intervene and do what man is unable to do. Our prayers are full of faith, hope, and expectancy. We would appreciate you praying with that same spirit. While we wait on our miracle, Lois is continuing with natural therapies and is surrounded 24/7 with the love of her nuclear and extended family, as well as support of our church and national ministry. Thank you for your prayers and concerns and prayers for us during this time of our fiery trial. We know God is still on the throne, and our faith is in him and in his word, and his love for us has not wavered in the least. God bless you, and thank you again for your support of me, my wife, our family, and the ministry of the Urban Alternative." And I saw it earlier in the week, and then it came across my email today. And so I just wanted to use this podcast to personally pray for Lois Evans and their family, and to also pray for anyone who may be battling or faced with cancer right now. Because I have, as I told you, I have dealt with the extreme hardship of watching someone be ravaged by this horrible disease, and I am still believing and trusting God that there will be a cure. I believe the cure ultimately is the blood of Jesus, and that has already been a finished work on the cross, but we have to appropriate that. And so I just want to use this podcast just to pray for Mrs. Lois Evans, and also anyone else who may be battling cancer. Father, we come down, we thank you for your supreme rulership, both in heaven and in the earth. We know that nothing happens outside your realm of experience or influence. You are the sovereign ruler, and we give you honor and praise for that. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that is shed on the mercy seat even now on our behalf. We thank you that your word declares that Jesus was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. So right now we come together and we stand boldly with the authority that Jesus Christ has given us, and we curse the spirit of cancer against Miss Lois's life. We curse the spirit of premature death, and we release your love, your virtue, and your healing over her. We curse every prion, every cancerous cell. We command it to die and dry up and be replaced by healthy, vibrant, flourishing cells. We pray for Pastor Tony. We pray for the children. We pray that you will come, Holy Spirit, and just comfort them. We pray for supernatural wisdom and revelation in regards to her care. And God, we thank you that you've promised that you will give us a peace that surpasseth all understanding. So we release that peace into the Evans family now. We know that you do with all things well, and we just believe you for a miracle. We call forth a miracle now, even now, in the life of Lois Evans. God, we thank you for her godly example. We thank you for her commitment to her husband and their church family, and even to their children. And God, we just ask that you would supernaturally bring forth a miracle that will confound the wisdom of every doctor, that will confound the wisdom of man, because your hand is mighty to save. And so we believe now that you will do a miracle, and we ask you for it now in Jesus' name. And Father, anyone else who may be listening who is struggling with not only cancer but any sickness, we pray for them now. We pray that your supernatural power will touch them wherever they are. We speak to every spirit of infirmity, and we command you to dry up, to leave them now in the name of Jesus. We release health. We release the blood of Jesus. We release wellness over them. We release the abundant life that Jesus promised, because the word says that Jesus said, "I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." So we release abundant life into every aspect of their beings. God, we thank you for this opportunity to intercede on behalf of your people. We thank you that you are the one who was never defeated. Cancer is not the big C. Christ is the big C. And we thank you for reminding us of this today. So we cover every listener, we cover their families, we cover every person who may be struggling even with mental or psychological issues. We cover them now with the blood of Jesus, and we ask you for supernatural intervention even in their lives as well. Thank you for this opportunity to pray and intercede on behalf of your people. We consider it done in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to the Beauty for Ashes podcast. Before you go, subscribe and leave a message with your pressing question or comment. Be sure to tell all your friends and tune in next week for another episode.